Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. In honor of Earth Day, which is this Saturday, April 22nd, I'm delighted to share this short but very sweet conversation with 8-year-old Selena from Dubai. Selena is the youngest guest I've ever had on the podcast, but wow, was I impressed by her knowledge and motivation. Selena's interested in STEM and art, and she hopes to use these passions to make a meaningful difference in environmental causes and sustainability. Her initiative is called Sustainability by Tech. Selena shares ideas on ways that young people can reduce, reuse, refuse, and recycle. At her very young age, she's already developed programs to teach children in India about sustainability, and she's working on her website so that she can get her message out to a wider audience. I hope this conversation is another very clear reminder that you are never too young to be a leader. I'm also really proud to share that Simple Acts Big Impact was named one of the 25 best motivational podcasts for teens by FeedSpot. The goal of this podcast has always been to amplify and celebrate the stories of teen changemakers and to inspire all of you to find your spark, to identify your passion and purpose, and to get out into the community and do something that matters. As a reminder, if you've been inspired by any of the episodes of Simple Acts Big Impact, I hope you'll follow, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out the show notes for more information on Sustainability by Tech and the FeedSpot recognition. Thanks so much. Welcome back, everybody. You are in for a treat today because I have probably my youngest guest so far. I think so. I haven't interviewed anybody who is the same age as Selena, but she is going to introduce us to her and tell us all about herself. Go ahead, Selena. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks you.
I'm very good. So tell us how old you are and where you live and what grade you're in and all of that good stuff.
I'm 8. I live in Dubai with my parents and my younger brother. I love robotics, math, and swimming. I'm in 3rd grade. I'm the youngest member of the only 20 recognized MUN in India, which I participated virtually.
Wow. Okay. That is amazing. So tell us about what you do, the work that you do with sustainability, how you got started. Tell us everything from the beginning.
My project is called Sustainability by Tech. So it has two of my favorite things combined, sustainability and technology. I love reading. At the age of 5, I started understanding a bit about various environmental problems that our planet is facing and how they are mostly man-made. And what was astonishing is that as we kids, I kept out of this conversation, and I felt we needed to change that. That's where tech came in. And I love robotics, and I wanted to combine my passion for both, and sustainability by tech was born. And I am just getting started, so there is a lot that I am still figuring out.
Amazing. So tell us exactly what this means for you. Like, what do you do in terms of projects? How do you put your work out there into the world? I sort of found you on social media, which is amazing, right? I'm in the United States and you're in Dubai, and I saw something about you and I started following you, and this is how we got connected. So tell us a little bit more about the work that you're doing and what your plans are for the future.
My plans for the future are I'm going to make a website for Sustainability by Tech. And also what I do is I host a virtual workshop to teach school kids going in India about robotics. It's once a month. Sustainable development goals and coding is also what I teach them. And learning about all the cool tech things and stuff like that. As they do not have the access to these programs. And I also encourage everywhere in the world to take leadership roles in their local communities to get the conversation started and inspire each other to create smarter solutions and a positive impact.
That's amazing. So your work is focused primarily in India, right? You said you lead virtual classes there for children in India. That's amazing. And tell me, how did you learn so much about coding and tech? Like, when did you start learning that? That's hard stuff.
So when I was 5 years old, we had like a Halloween dress-up day in our school. I wanted to dress up as a sustainable development superhero. I made my own costume, and it was my own idea. My teacher encouraged me to speak about why I chose it and what the significance was behind it. And I talked to kids in my school about sustainable development goals. It started a conversation where I got to talk and present about various goals, and I love speaking about how kids can and should be made part of sustainable solutions.
Yeah, no, you're so right. I think that technology is sort of the future, and we would be silly to not engage our youth in learning how we can help our planet through technology. That's really, really smart of you. I love that you thought about being a sustainability technology superhero. That's fantastic. How did you dress up like that? What did you wear to make yourself look like that?
I wore like a green cape and I put a recycling sign on it, and I cut like paper around sustainable development goals that I wrote, and I put them on a skirt that had flowers on it, and I made like a shirt and it had like sustainable development goals on it, and it said go green and stuff like that.
That's amazing. Well, tell us specifically, so when you talk about sustainability and these sustainable development goals, very specifically, if somebody is listening and doesn't really understand what you're saying, like, what are a couple of things that people can be doing in their own homes, in their own lives? Kids, what are the things that kids can be doing to further this along? What are the things that you recommend?
Well, I recommend that they can reduce the use of plastic, and they should follow like the 4 R's: reduce, reuse, refuse, and recycle. They're not the 3 R's anymore.
So what does refuse mean? That's interesting. I've not heard that.
So refuse is like you refuse to use something. Like if you refuse, reduce, reuse, and recycle plastic, you don't use it. You don't use it. Like you don't buy it in the first place.
Right. And don't accept it. If somebody's handing you a plastic bottle, you ask them for a reusable bottle. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. I think, you know, if everyone just reduced their use of, single use plastics, that would be a huge, huge win for us. Like using a water bottle, right? Just taking a water bottle to school as opposed to buying a bottle of water and then throwing it in the garbage, right? What's another suggestion do you think that for young people to do?
They can do composting, which helps plants grow better, which, like, they take in carbon dioxide. It's like their thing that used to survive. And there's a lot of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere right now, so planting trees would really help. And also, we can cut down our waste on food, because when we waste food, all the work and nutrition and everything into it is like wasted. Like if you're eating a pack of blueberries and then you didn't, then you left half of them, they went on a truck, they used so much water, and then they emitted so much pollution because they went on a truck and a plane and all that too.
Yeah, no, I love that you're describing this in a way that makes it super understandable. People don't really appreciate that one package of strawberries or blueberries, as you said, all of the different things that go into it to bringing it to your table, and then all of the things that happen if you don't use it, if you don't use it all up and don't recycle the plastic container. That's really smart and amazing of you to share it in those terms. I think it would be really helpful if everyone understood it at a really basic day-to-day level, the way that you just described it. You know, we do composting here in my house. I just started doing it because in New York City where I live, there is a composting program where the city will pick up once a week if from your apartment building. And everyone says to me, oh my gosh, it's so hard. How did you start doing it? And I just said, I bought a little container and these recyclable bags, and I just put any of the food waste that we don't finish eating into it, and then I bring it downstairs and put it in the bucket. Like, it's not that hard, right? It's really not that big a deal. And if everyone did that, did their little part, we would really make such a huge difference. Well, Selena, I love all of your ideas. I think it's sort of extraordinary that you're doing all of this. Is there a place where people can find out more from you and learn more and follow you and all that good stuff?
I don't have a website yet. I do have an Instagram account. It's called Sustainability by Tech. Anyone listening who wants to bring about change and doesn't know how to, please reach out on my Instagram and you can be a part of this amazing community where we empower kids who are going to change the world.
Wow, that's awesome. And I bet when you build your website, which will probably be like pretty soon, if I'm guessing, you're pretty motivated to do this, that you'll link the website to your Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Selena, you've given me a lot of hope here on a Sunday morning that we are going to make a big, significant change with kids like you leading us into the future. So I just want to thank you so much for all of your hard work. I cannot wait to follow your journey and see all the good that you're going to do in the world. This is amazing. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It has been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure to meet you. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.